Hey, Donald X, what is the story behind Capital?
So originally, debt worked differently. Cards would just have debt as a, it would be a word on the card. Like they would have a normal cost, like this card costs 8 coins, but it would say debt below a dividing line and then explain it in parentheses. And debt was, you could buy the card for 0, but you couldn't buy more cards until paying off the money. And so broker, this first card gives all cards debt that turn, meaning you could buy whatever but can't buy more cards, right? So of course it didn't, you'd buy one card and you'd immediately have to pay off the debt before buying the second one. So that's how debt worked, and that's the origin of capital, is this broker card. Plus 2 coins and stuff can be bought with debt this turn. And so then I turned it into a treasure. Debt still worked the same way, but now it was a treasure worth 2 coins. And then debt changed. And so this next version of capital is worth 1 coin, and it tries to simulate how debt used to work in order to do the premise. So it says you may buy any card without paying money. If you do, take debt. So now the red coin is the debt token equal to its cost in coin. And finally, it's simpler in the end because it makes 6 coins and just gives you a way, it gives you debt, and then it gives you a way to immediately pay off the debt, which is important. It's just to try to not hose some things. So this is a very simple history, this card. There's this initial premise, and it just really didn't go through very many changes. The card initially gave you 2 coins and let you buy stuff with debt, and the final card doesn't actually give you any, or gives you 6, depending on if that debt's ever going to matter. So it's more interesting to the end.
Hey Bards, what do you have for us today?
At times, when once I looked upon a board whose drawlessness foretold a sorry game, and wondered how I'd manage to afford the provinces my heart would seek to claim, I'd scan the kingdom yet until my eye fell wearily upon a yellow gleam more typically ignored, and with a sigh, I'd undertake a speculative scheme to chain my way through shuffles on a trek past endless junk, through treasures uncontrolled, haphazardly discarding bits of deck, to end the quest perhaps by striking gold. And glad I was that still some hope remained, when truly nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Thank you, Sedrosa, for that enterprising tribute to venture.